This podcast replay is brought to you by American Dream Lending. At American Dream Lending, we never charge an application fee and provide the most competitive rates in the market. American Dream Lending, turning dreams into a lifestyle. Call 786-802-1727 or visit adreamlending.com.
The wide receivers really let this team down today. Devontae Parker cannot drop that touchdown. I mean, that's just unacceptable. Albert Wilson makes the drop. They use my – I don't understand this. If you have all these – didn't we talk about this? Now that you have all these receivers, you don't have to use Jakeem at wide receiver. Yet they used him at wide receiver, and then you got the fumble. I didn't understand that. I love Jakeem as a returner, but don't use him as a wide receiver. And then they went to it again, and then there you go. Look what happens when you go to the well once again.
No, I didn't like that either. I also don't understand why they're not using Mac Hollins a little bit more at wide receiver, based on what my eyes showed me during training camp, and also,
and yes,
you know, the guy can play wide receiver, and right now he's a much better wide receiver than Jakeem Grant. I don't think that's even in question. And right now we can talk about the depth they have at wide receiver all we want, but the only one who's performing really, really well, you know, on a consistent basis, is Jaylen Waddle, and even he had a rough day today with a couple of drops, including the muff punt. And then Preston Williams was great to see him back in action, but I mean, he doesn't look like a Preston Williams like that we saw at his best.
Yeah, yeah, he's definitely not himself. But that it was just nice to get him back, and then now you get him acclimated and you get him going a little bit there. Albert Wilson. If Will Fuller, you know, let's hope that his personal issue is able to be resolved next week. You start looking, do you go Kirk Merritt off the practice squad, or do you go Will Fuller? And then does this cost Albert Wilson a spot? Because, you know, he had a couple of drops in this game. And so I know that, you know, we're supposed to count on all the wide receivers, but here's a guy that's had an opportunity the last 2 weeks to shine in it. And it just hasn't happened for him, man.
No, no question. And, yeah, I mean, how long are they going to be carrying seven wide receivers once and if Will Fuller comes back? That's an awful lot. And then again, and right now they're carrying five D-linemen because Raekwon Davis is on IR. That's a very low number. Not to say that the defensive line was a major part of the problem today. I mean, there were some issues, particularly on that first run where both John Jenkins and Christian Wilkins were completely blown off their spot for that big hole up the middle. And no, and get this, you do realize there was the first running play of the game for Buffalo, just like the first running play of the game for New England was a 35-yard run.
Yes.
I mean, what is it about those first plays? I mean, it's crazy.
What do they see?